Say we're back or something?
We're back, Mike.
That is not professional, Jim.
Well, you usually just
isn't there
did.
Usually when we come back from a break, isn't there, I mean, now more of...
No.
From Public Radio no. International, the...
No.
The gleaming and glistening star of the public airwaves, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, we don't do that.
We don't do that. Okay, I thought we did.
We're right in the middle of the show.
I must have been listening
to
a different show.
Reintroduce.
Someone does that. I don't think that just like Garrison just got to stand up there.
I should probably listen to some past shows and see what we do.
You know, no one knows what he's doing there. Maybe I'll write something for you. I like the glistening part.
Okay.
Glistening star.
Glistening,
the public
gleaming,
radio airwaves.
Gloaming.
What sport? Hello, audience. How are you? Ithaca, Finger Lakes, all you guys. It's so cool around here. It really is. I mean, not weather-wise, but it's definitely a cool place to be. Enjoy being here. What sport allows you to wear a panty on your head? I know this one. Because last week on the show, we had a roller derby lady who's going to be part of our reality series. I'm starting a reality series. It's called the Real House Spouses of Public Radio. And we want to get people who are public radio types but do weird things, you know, like social climb and want to make their own records and stuff and all this stuff, you know, just like, and this roller derby lady was perfect. And she told me about wearing the thing on her head and calling it a panty. It made my day. Are you roller derby? You are? Come on, let's get a roller derby down here. I know it's very, roller derby is very big here, isn't it? It is a growing sport. It matches lacrosse, I think.
It's huge. I think it's more exciting than lacrosse.
Definitely, with a panty on your head. Very few lacrosse players. Well, some of them do, I know, but not all of them.
I didn't think you'd pick my question.
No, of course not. But you didn't even sign it, actually. Yeah. And who do you play for?
The Suffragettes on the Ithaca League of Women Rollers.
They rule. They rock. But I don't quite understand the panty on the head thing.
Well, there's two skaters on every team that have to wear a panty on their head, which is called a helmet cover, and those positions are the jammer, she scores the point, she wears a star on her head, mm-hmm. and the pivot, she wears a stripe.
And the pivot.
Yeah.
Okay. And they both have panties?
They do. Well, I think the whole team wears panties, but those are the only two that can wear them on their helmet.
That's what you gotta love about the roller derby, I think. There's a team in panties. And that's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's not an actual panty, though. It's a cloth of some sort.
Yeah, usually a very nicely made, sparkly helmet cover.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. And your name is?
Camaro is my derby name. My real name is Sue DeZoritz.
Okay. Okay. Arrow. Thank you very much, Derek. Very nice to meet you. Roller derby really rules. I think it's the best sport of all time. So much better than anything else. If you gave Sarah Palin a straw, how long would it take to clean up the oil spill? I can't take credit for that. Melissa Tucky. Where is Melissa? Melissa, you want to take a bow for that? Take a bow. Melissa Tucky. We use only Melissa Tucky material around here. Mr. Feldman, are you married? If not, would you like to be fixed up? Yes and yes, you know. No, I can't be fixed. It's beyond being fixed, I'm afraid. So, but thank you for asking, Donna. Who'd you have in mind? Anyone know? A great friend? Yeah. Think she'd like me? Huh? She'd love me? Okay. Let's stay in touch. Are you on Facebook? Is she? Yeah. Okay. Stay in touch. What is the worst rash you've ever had? Only in Ithaca, I guess. See, I never got asked about rashes anywhere else except in Ithaca. Where was it and what caused it? I can't remember. Who asked about the rash? What is that? Come on. Belinda.
Straight back, Mike.
Belinda, what's with the rashes in you?
Being so near Cornell and being such a woodsy part of the country.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows what's really going on in those Cornell research labs.
Yes.
I mean, it's a universal problem. Everybody has a rash once in a while.
Yeah. You're saying there's a rash of rashes?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right, well, thank you very much for raising public awareness. Now sit down. That's really kind of silly. Ticks. I would say there's a lot of primary ticks. Tick problem around here. Fleas and ticks. You can wear your little kitty collar. I find that works when camping. Wear your kitty collar. Dick Twister. No, that sounds like something else. You're not going to get me to say that again. I was lucky to get through it one time. We took our seven-week-old son, Riley, to his first babysitter so we could see what he'd know. And now they're sitting here in guilt, ladies and gentlemen, wondering, do you think he's okay? Okay, where are the worried parents here? They're checking on Riley by phone. Oh, the babysitter. Technology is a wonderful thing. They're getting picture texts. Oh, listening to Bob Dylan with a baby? That's not right. That's what he's doing?
Yes.
Yes.
But the pictures have arrived? Yep. And everything's in order? You have pictures of the baby? I'd love to see the pictures of your child. Yes. Yeah, just in. Okay, wait a second. We're checking on Riley here. Because you don't get this in every public radio show, this level of care. I want you to know that, and just think about that next time you're asked to contribute large sums of money. Oh, adorable. Look at Riley. Oh, my God. Look at my youngest. This is Riley. Isn't he? Oh, my God. And they're listening to Dylan now. How many is a good man before I can go to sleep? Yes, thank you very much, dear. And your name is? Your name? Janine? Yes. Okay. Janine is doing really good, looks like. Did you say Gahunda? Did you say Gahunda? You're answering a question that was asked of me, sir. Oh, that's you? We'll find out what Segahunda means, and I hope it's something good. It's got to be good, right? Named Segahunda.
It was a trail marathon and relay over at Letchworth Park last Saturday. During your show, I missed it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I wasn't here for it. We tried to arrange it to be in, you know, so we could be here for the Sega Munda.
Well.
How'd you do? Did you finish and everything?
I finished, yes. That's about all I can say.
Okay. Very good. Sega Munda, ladies and gentlemen. What's your name?
Dwayne.
We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes. You've seen some of them. That we have even more fabulous prizes than those. If you want to play the quiz, let's indicate by indicating Okay, come on. Yes. Ithaca is gorgeous. He's got the shirt on, and he's got the hair going for him there, and the whole day. You look like a surfer dude, though, aren't you?
I'm not from Wisconsin, actually.
Yeah.
We surf there, I guess, too.
Yeah. You're from Wisconsin?
Marshfield, Wisconsin.
A surfer dude from Marshfield. I love it, man. How you doing?
Not bad.
What are you doing down here?
I used to work at the Science Center downtown, and I went to school here as well, too.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
You came back?
No, I live here.
Well, now you're living here. Oh, okay, all right. So, you know,
seventh year in Ithaca.
Fantastic. What'd you study here?
Industrial and labor relations.
Okay, so yep. You're putting that to use, huh?
Very much so.
And your name is?
BJ.
BJ?
Yep.
Okay, I'll go with that. And BJ, one good reason you should play this quiz.
This is also my last year in Ithaca, so I need a lot of Ithaca loving before
more
I try.
More love. More Ithaca love needed. BJ, come on up here. Surfer dude from Marshfield. Right here, here you go. Have a seat. Yeah, come on, come on. So how did you do? Yeah, you wear them if you want them. Yeah, if you want.
Sure, why not?
It's not necessary, but you're going to ruin your hair, you know that.
Right? Well.
Does that take a lot of time to do?
What's that?
Does that take a lot of time to do?
Nah, it's good. When you bleach your hair, no matter what you do, apparently it's fashionable. So.
Yeah. It's cool, man. It's real, too, isn't it?
It's real. It's all real. Oh, my God. All natural.
It's really something. how was Clemson for you? Was it tough?
It was tough, yeah. I was actually, this was getting bleached at that time, too, so it was kind of tough to
watch. Oh, first your hair, the hair problems, and then it's going to school and everything. So it was kind of from both ends you're getting it.
Yeah, a little bit from everywhere.
From everywhere and stuff. And did you change majors along the way? Or?
I did not. I actually stuck with it the whole way. I added a minor, too, so.
Yeah. So you came here from Marshfield.
Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Intending to go into international relations.
Yeah, industrial neighbor relations.
Industrial neighbor, what is that?
It's kind of like mediation stuff, law. I mean, we can't choose, so we just put it all together and made our own major.
Oh, cool. only in Ithaca, right? Yeah. Only in Clemson. Well, that's really cool, actually. And are you going to be using that now that you're moving?
Like I said, you know, put all that to good use. I worked at a science museum, blowing stuff up and hanging out with kids. And so now I don't know what's next, really, I guess.
Yeah. It's hard to find. You don't see jobs for, you know, industrial neighbor wanted.
I mean, sometimes, I guess, you know, people have problems. You got to help them work through all those things.
Yeah, no, I can see it's it'd be a good field, but it's a little hard to pigeonhole.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. BJ, so that now you're going, where are you going from here?
I want to go out west. I'm trying to go out to Berkeley.
Berkeley? Okay. I think you'll fit in there. I get the strange feeling you're going to fit in there. Maybe even more than Marshfield.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's a few blonde kids in Marshfield, Wisconsin, too.
Okay, someone out there will play along with you. Jim Packard, how do they do that?
Since today's show is an encore performance, do not call attempting to answer the qualifying question, but save your call for another time.
Okay, the question is an easy one. Who is Austin O'Hooey? Okay, that'll be an easy one for a lot of people. Austin O'Hooey, legendary figure in Clemson history. Apparently not. I thought everyone would know Austin O'Hooey. We hear about him in Wisconsin all the time. Let's go to the phones right now. Keith's on the line from Brockport, New York. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm good.
Good. Good. Are you better or are you just good?
I'm better. I'm better now that I'm talking to you.
Okay. Keith, Austin O'Hooey, the name is quite familiar, household word, really.
Yeah, I bet it is. I have no idea.
Yeah.
maybe he was, I don't know, a mayor of Ithaca.
No.
No mayor of Ithaca.
Not that Austin O'Hooey.
Yeah, another one.
Thanks for trying, though, Keith.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Rochester, New York. Mark, Austin O'Hooey, that name ring a bell for you?
You know, I was supposed to be at the show today.
Oh.
I was driving there from Rochester, and my car broke down.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm listening on the radio instead.
Where are you now, Mark?
I'm in my dining room.
Oh, you went
at
back?
At my home. AAA is a good thing.
Yeah.
Got my car code. In fact, the mechanic just called. He had it fixed, but a little too late to drive to Ithaca.
Poor guy. Well, it's a good thing you know who Austin O'Hooey is, because you'll get on the show.
I'm going to guess Red Jacket.
We're not talking about dress here or anything.
The Indian chief who sold away half of New York to
Washington. Let me see if I can help you with this a little bit, Mark, because you've gone through a lot of trouble not to get here. Let's just go back a couple of steps here now. Let's talk about the College of Veterinary Medicine. Okay?
Okay.
Here.
But my vet graduated from there.
What?
The veterinarian for my animals graduated from there.
Oh, good. Your animals graduated from college. That's wonderful. And then her father, Austin actually is a woman, Austin O'Hooey, or was a Cornell class of 12, 1912.
Okay.
Now is this beginning to come together for you?
Sure. The founder of the Cornell School of Veterinary Medicine.
Well, could we say maybe a foremost benefactor?
Of course.
Rather large contribution.
Rather large benefit. Probably has a hall named after her.
Could we say funding the Austin O'Hooey Chair at the College of Veterinary Medicine?
Yeah, that was right on the tip of my tongue.
In honor of William C. Hooey, class of 12.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
That's it, Mark. You got it. You nailed her. All right, Mark. That's not like pulling teeth, but you know, I think you've gone through a lot of trouble.
No, that's the other school.
Yeah. And where did you go to school, Mark?
My undergraduate was at Buffalo State College.
Buffalo State, fine school.
My first master's was from Eastern Baptist Seminary in Philadelphia, and I just got a Master of Education from Roberts Wesleyan College here in Rochester.
Yeah, how many more masters you got in you there, Mark?
That's two of them. I think that's going to be it.
That's it? You're quitting with just the two?
Yeah, otherwise my wife will shoot me.
Oh, okay. All right. Mark, this is BJ.
I'm Mark.
Hello, BJ.
He's your international neighbor and soon be in Berkeley.
Hopefully.
Nice place to visit.
Well, he's going to live there, man.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I get you. I get you, Mark. Okay, sorry. A little slow on the uptake. Mark and BJ, you are a team. And Jim Packard, what are the categories?
Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Mark, you pick the first one.
Let's go with school.
School it is. All right. Give my regards to A, Davy, B, Broadway, or C, your mother.
That would be Davy.
Davy, okay.
I think Cornell alum would know. That's cool. Give my regards to Davy.
Yeah, Mark?
I'll go along with that.
Yes, Dave. Who is Davey?
That is a good question. I don't know. Yeah.
We don't know who he is. We did yeah.
One right, no wrong.
Cool. All right.
Current events.
Left.
People, places, science, odds and ends.
Let's go with...
Can I call you B?
If you want to. Okay. You can call me Beej. Some people
Beej,
do too.
Beej,
whatever
okay.
you want. Mike,
Beej.
Can I call you Mike?
Sure.
Okay, there we go.
No. It's Michael. My mother will be upset no matter where she is.
Let's do science.
Science. According to researchers at Cornell, overhead cell phone conversations are annoying because A, no one is calling you. B, the conversation is pointless and unnecessary. Or C, you can't hear the other half.
Oh, I heard this on NPR. It's C.
There, I'll go with that.
Yes, NPR would not lie to you.
No, not at all.
You can't hear the other half. I think it's because they're pointless and unnecessary.
Two right, no wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
Current events, people, places, odds and ends.
Mark?
People.
People. Kind of survey results, yes it is. One, two, or three in three social networkers have experienced posters remorse.
I feel like that would be three, but that's just my own personal experiences, I guess.
I started with you on that one. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I make sure I don't post very much, so I'm going to say two.
Two, okay.
I feel that. We split the difference.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's right. Two is right. Two out of three have experienced posters remorse. Oh, I have nothing but posters remorse. You know what? That's... They've won.
They have won the quiz. They can stop here,
Holy
take prize,
and,
or they can
happened.
Go on for the mother load. They yeah. do have to answer two questions from our three remaining categories correctly. If they miss either one of those, rashes will develop all over their body.
Oh, geez. You guys want to go on?
We're going, DJ.
I was going to say, go for it.
Mark, Beach. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Comes down to current events, places, or odds and ends.
All right.
Why not current events?
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. Ithaca, you now have a friend in the Who's office. This was has to do with the graduation speech and a
In the speaker's
interesting
office.
Proposition.
I was there. How did I not remember that? Yeah,
you were there. Yeah,
the speaker's office.
How could you not be listening to this fabulous speech in the speaker's office?
The speaker's
speaker
office.
Of the House. Of,
yep, Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what do you think?
I'll agree with that.
Yes, in the speaker's
All
office.
Right.
So take advantage of it, people. Get on the phone.
Four right, no wrong.
Tell her what you want.
Places or odds and ends?
Places or odds and ends.
Let's go with places.
Places, this could be everything here. Cornell, is Cornell A, private and public, B, private, or C, neither?
It is private and public. I went to one of the public schools, so it's private and public.
Private and public, he says, Mark. What do you think?
I'll go with the guy who sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
All right, that's it.
All
you
right.
got it.
Can I ring the bell, Mike?
Yes, ring the bell. Go listen now, because you've won it all. What have they won, Jim?
Mark, you've won a bottle of the award-winning classic 2007 Finger Lakes Riesling from last year's New York State Winery of the Year, Sheldrake Point Vineyard, on the shores of Cougar Lake, and to go with the wine, a selection of European-style farmstead cheeses like the Dutch-style Skyler or the Gruyere-style Red Mech, all made with fresh raw milk from the freely grazing cows on the family farm outside Mecklenburg, New York, from Finger Lakes Cheese. BJ, you'll capture the spirit of the Finger Lakes with a 12-pack sampler of craft brews from Ithaca Beer, makers since 1998 of quality beers like Partly Sunny, Full Front, and Flower Power. Then, celebrate America's quintessential dessert in Michael Turbach's book, Ice Cream Sundae, 100 Greatest Fountain Formulas, tracing the development of a tasty sensation that began in Ithaca in 1892, going to be a symbol of our abundance of appetite or ingenuity and our never-lost youth from Restaurant Museum Publishing.
Hang on, Mark. We'll make sure you get that stuff back.